Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Screenworks Entertainment Internet Radio. Vivian Louise Sharp, media personality, presents Shooting the Breeze, featuring potpourri topics of life. Song Just Wanna Fly, featuring Vivian Louise Sharp. Music by New Maniac Producers. This is a Sharp Paragon Entertainment production.
Insane, they say this life is pain. Recognize you can throw it down the drain. Letting go ain't something you just obtain. It kinda takes a toll. When you look inside and from within, think about it, would you do this all again?
Hello and welcome to all the guests who chose to share their time with me on this world internet as executive producer and host of Shooting the Breeze. We're going to enjoy ourselves on this Memorial Day holiday and give honor to the veterans that have given their time and their life for us. This is a Sharp Paragon Entertainment production. And before we start, I would like to say thank you to New Maniac, who produced the music for Just Wanna Fly. With me today, I believe, are Miss Professor Denise Colmer, and I would like for her to offer a prayer for this program for today. Professor Colmer?
Yes.
Yes,
I'm here. Mr. Bibb, you have to stop talking.
No.
Okay, Professor Denise Colmer?
Yes.
Go ahead.
Okay. Dear God, Yahweh Abba, Father of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, Yahshua Messiah, who saves, we honor and we thank you for our veterans, worthy men and women who gave their best when they were called upon to serve and protect their country. We pray that you will bless them, Lord, for their unselfish service. Bless them abundantly for the hardships they faced, for the sacrifices they made. We respect them. We thank them. We honor them. We are proud of them. And we pray that you will watch over these special people and bless them with peace and happiness. In Jesus' name we pray for peace in this beautiful world and the United States of America. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you. God bless you. And I would like to offer a scripture for the world. The vanity of life from Ecclesiastes 1, 9, 10, and 11. And I'm reading from the Maxwell Leadership Bible by John C. Maxwell, the New King James Version. That which has been is what will be. That which is done is what will be done. And there is nothing new under the sun. Is there anything of which it may be said, see, this is new? It has already been in ancient times before us. There is no remembrance of former things, nor will there be any remembrance of things that are to come by those who will come after. May God bless the reading of His holy word. And thank you, Professor Denise Colmer. And I would like to call on one of the people that are here with me from Lorraine. Ms. Bessie Eva Nelson, give us your name and your remarks and your company.
Yes, greetings to the other guests, Mr. Myron, the engineer, and Ms. Sharp, coming from Lorraine, Ohio, the best location in the nation, located on the shores of Lake Erie and Black River Landing, approximately 35 miles from downtown Cleveland. We are the last station, Station 100, in the Underground Railroad series to connect with each other. We are the last station for slaves to flee up Black River, across Lake Erie, to Buxton, Canada, to freedom, way back in the days of slavery. We are thankful for God allowing us to be in this location. We are here as Bessie Eva Nelson, LLC. It's not about for profit. It's about you and me and all of us, especially our heritage. We, since we are the last station, the main focus is awareness, to bring awareness to our abolitionists, families, going to Cleveland, connecting from Cleveland, Toledo, or wherever God allows us to be heard on the airwaves, to promote and uplift God's kingdom through different religions, through different heritages, people in Lorraine. The International City is our official state title. So with that said, my second license is called the MF Series. The MF Series stands for Faith, Family, Friends, and the Other MF, which we will be bringing from time to time through God's grace and mercy and Sister Shop connecting me and allowing me to be able to be a part of, to be a hostess for Lorraine County. So we want to get acquainted in this vast world since we're so close together to uplift each other. With that said, thank you for everything. God bless you all. In memory of Memorial Day, we had Mr. Sam Felton Jr., who passed away, acknowledged be it war veteran, Purple Heart, and my understanding there might be something coming in the future with recognizing him with a street in Lorraine. Also, my brother, Willie J. Nelson, funeralized April 13th, Army. My other brother, Carl Leonard Nelson, deceased, Air Force, Griffiths Air Force Base and in England. And also my uncle, deceased, Curtis Nelson, a council person and very influenced in the city of Lorraine. Thank you. God bless all of you. Enjoy. Thank you, Ms.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Sister Bessie Eva Nelson from Lorraine, Ohio. Now we'd like to call on another person, Mr. Charles E. Bibbs, Sr. Would you give your remarks, your company, and what you would like to say for your business?
Thank you, Ms. Vivian L. Sharp, and happy Memorial Day to everyone. I'm glad to be on board this afternoon. My name is Charles E. Bibb, Sr., owner of Bibb Enterprises, which has under its umbrella a business opportunity mall. We have Paparazzi Jewelry, we have Bio Coffee, and we have Tava Health Products, that's spelled T-A-R-A, Health Products. And we're just adding a new enterprise to our business. It is called the Cleveland Soul Production Company. We will be producing jazz festivals, gospel festivals, and rhythm and blues festival in the near future, as soon as the virus allows us to. We have a tentative date to open up the jazz festival on September the 13th, and we'll do the gospel festival on Sunday, October the 11th, and we'll do a holiday event for the rhythm and blues festival Sunday, December the 12th. All events start at 5:30 Sunday afternoon. We're glad to help you. Our office number is 216-681-1469. Our mobile number is 216-659-4619. Our office hours are 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. For further information, please get in touch with me, and we'll bring you right up to date on the Bibb Enterprises Business Opportunity Mall, where we have the products of Paparazzi Jewelry, Bio Coffee, and we just added the production company, the Soul of Cleveland Production Company. In addition, the Tava, T-A-R-A, Health and Wellness Product. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Bibb. Now we'd like to introduce Mr. Curtis Roberson. Mr. Curtis, give your information and tell us about what you do.
Hi, this is Curtis Roberson, calling from the Cleveland area. I'd like to say happy Memorial Day to everybody online. I'm a medical researcher and food scientist, and I have a grassroots nonprofit health and wellness organization here in Cleveland with a mission to educate people about health and wellness, particularly about food education. especially during this time when there's a virus going around and people are dying left and right, you feel that it is critical that people understand what they put in their mouths really matters. We have a comprehensive wellness program throughout the city and indeed across the country, not only educating people about food and nutrition, but also we have other health and wellness services such as food combining, exercise development. We are looking to open a fasting wellness center here in Cleveland where we're educating people about the benefits of fasting. So we feel that this program is a life-saving program, and we would encourage anyone who has health issues, diabetes, hypertension, heart disease, cardiovascular issues, issues with blood vessels, issues with blood and various organs to contact us for a consultation about what they can do to improve the quality of their health. Our state of health right now is in a horrible condition, and that we are being told on the news media every day, and as I talk to other scientists, that blacks in particular, African Americans, are suffering the most, and we are the ones who have the most horrible diet. So we feel that our mission, our outreach mission, is very critical. And so we are looking to service children. We do, like I said, food education. We have open seminars on reversing diabetes and heart disease and even cancer. So we are open to the community to share into this wellness experience. We are looking for those who want to join our cause. And I would suggest that anyone interested contact me. I'm the CEO, Curtis Roberson, and I can be reached at area code 216-804-0580.
One more time, Mr. Roberson, for your number.
Again, my contact information, area code 216-804-0580.
Thank you so very much. And we'll have to talk about how you decided to do this when you were 14 years old.
Yes.
That's been done long. Yes, we'll talk about that. And I have another gentleman waiting by, Mr. Carlos Pender. Are you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Tell us a little bit about you, yourself, and all the wonderful things in a brief format, about, a couple minutes. Go ahead.
Yes.
You have two people waiting. Carlos, excuse me. You have two people waiting.
Okay, how much time do I have?
What? I'll call on them later, Myron. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you very much. Okay, Mr. Carlos, go ahead.
Yes, my name is Carlos Ventes Pender. I am a Christian alchemist. My goal is to re-educate black people on our contributions to the Bible, our contributions to the world, our history, and our future goals for black people. I have questions for you. Why is Egypt in the Bible 555 times? Who invented the telescope, the stethoscope, the microscope, and glass, the Egyptians? Who invented perfume, brain surgery, prosthetics? Who practiced dental technology? Who created the first mass agricultural system on the planet Earth? Who was the first king on the planet Earth? Who created the calendar, 365 days? What year was the Sphinx built by black people? No one knows. Who created and mapped out the universal celestial language? Were the three wise men and the three gifts they brought all from Egypt? Did the three wise men ride horses instead of camels? Yes. There are no signs of camels in Egypt art. I just want to bring black people back to what we brought to the earth. We were the first people on earth. We were the first organizers, the first inventors. Now we've lost everything. We stopped practicing Egyptology. We stopped practicing what the Bible says for us to do. We're lost. We're climbing up a hill right now. We're calling each other terrible names. We've got to come together as people of color. We are God's first people. What if it's true there are 12 bows in the sky? What if it's true the pattern shown in the mount? What if it's true Jesus is pure spirit in a human form? What if it's true that March 22nd, the Earth equinox reveals the cross? I mean, there are so many things I'd like to bring to my listeners. I have written books. I have a program on Egyptology. I'm visiting the schools. I'm visiting churches. I'm visiting libraries. I have a PowerPoint Egyptology program. I would like to invite me to come to your location, wherever it is, and show my Egyptology program, what black people have brought to the planet Earth, what black people should be proud of. They've stripped us of all our accomplishments. They did a good job on us. My contact number is Vintes, V-I-N-T-E-S, at Ameritech.net. My phone number is area code 216-283-1305. My cell phone number is 288-1571. I welcome all who are interested in real, true, genuine black history. Question: Egypt is in the Bible 555 times. What does that say? So anyway, please call me, contact me, and I've written a book called Finding You. Give me your birth date, place of birth, time of birth, latitude and longitude of your birth, and I can give you your recipe, your Christian recipe. And I think say one more thing. Egypt is the most important thing to us today. Thank you so much. God bless everybody. Enjoy this wonderful day.
Okay, stand by. You want to be with us for a little while longer. And Marvin, would you put the next person on? Who is it? What's your name? Is it Eddie Brown or Mr. Willie Ware? Who is calling in, waiting on the line?
Pastor Sharp, I'm still here. It is Professor Comer.
Okay, that's okay. Go tell them a little bit about what you do, because you didn't get the opportunity to do that.
Right. I just want to keep it short because I know the time is winding down. Basically, I've just read a little bit from my bio, my website. I'm Professor Denise P. Comer. I'm the former founder director of a charter accredited college, Elohim School of Ministry Educational Center, which was instituted in September 1992. I'm an experienced educator, instructor, seminar presenter, and professor of theological studies, including Hebrew, for over 25 years, with accomplished background in spiritual leadership training, accelerated learning, and continuing education, and I'm a personal chaplain and confidant. Presently, I am working on a text and syllabus, which has to do with Old Testament textual study, based on 2 Timothy 3 and 7, ever learning and never able to come into the knowledge of the truth. And the purpose of these textual Hebrew studies is designed for personal, home, church, and group studies, Sunday school, leadership, exegetical, and hermeneutical studies. And basically, I think that's enough. If you need to learn more about me, you can reach me at my official website. That's Denise. Like Paul Comer, comer.com. And if you need to reach out to me via phone number, you can always reach me through Pastor Vivian Sharp.
Okay, wonderful there. Mr. Myron, are you there? Say hello, Myron. Okay, we are going to talk about me for a minute. I was an Air Force Reserve personality back in 1976. And I was actually a Gomer Pyle. If you know the story about Gomer Pyle, he was in the service, but he was always doing funny things. So I was selected to be the guidon. And in the Air Force flight for women, the guidon carries the flag. So I went through Lackland Air Force Base in Denver as my training school, and San Antonio in the flight when I did the training for the marching and all of that. So I have a mission to carry that back again, and I want to say hello to Miss Yvonne Key. She is with the American Legion Auxiliary here in Cleveland, Ohio, and that's the people that do the little red poppies. I don't think they did them this year because of the contact information. The American Legion family helps the veterans, and it's a community of veterans, volunteers, military, and their families as well. And they're in their 100th year of service helping the veterans and the military and their family. I just want to give them their dibs today on this wonderful Memorial Day. And without further ado, if there's no one else new to speak that has not spoken before, this is your time. I expected Mr. Eddie Brown from Sweet Even. He's the trio out of East Cleveland, and he sings. They sing very well. And Mr. Willie Ware is a deacon in his church here in Cleveland, Ohio. So they probably didn't get in yet. And Mr. John Moore was scheduled. So we'll do this again, but we have about 3 minutes. And if someone wants to say something right now, go ahead, and then we'll get ready
Vivian?
To sign off and do some closing remarks. Yeah,
Vivian?
Who is it?
This is Carlos.
Uh-huh.
This is Carlos Pender. This is something I forgot to say.
Go ahead.
My DNA is on the moon. I worked on the Apollo 11 space land, moon landing, and my DNA is on the moon. And I am so proud that not many people can say their DNA is on the moon. Working for NASA.
Did they put it in a jar and take it there? How did they get it on the moon? They put it in a jar and took your little DNA up there? How did you do that?
Apollo 11, 1969, we landed on the moon. Johnny, I was an X-ray technician for NASA. I X-rayed Apollo 11.
Well, we have a lot of wonderful people involved here today, and I'm so glad that all of you could come out. It's 4:22, and I want to say one little thing to everyone. This is what we do at ScreenWorks Entertainment. Myron G. is the CEO and also our engineer today, and he has many internet radio programs around the United States of America. We have one out of Atlanta, Georgia, that reaches 300,000 people, and what I do is I share it with my people that I know in Cleveland, and because my media ministry is over 40 years old, I started in Denver, Colorado, and I've been doing it for years, and also now you can find me on YouTube, and I'm doing a church coming up in October. I will have the Unique Faith Church. I've been doing it so long, and I've got 3,000 people in my phone, so I figure, what can I do as I go out through the last little scene of life here, and that will be a pastor and a founder of the Unique Faith Church. And we're going to teach faith, purpose, life, joy, and wisdom. And I will be, ordained by Church Start, and I will be able to ordain other ministers if they want to come in. But let you know the little secret. I will not have a building. Don't want to spend all that money for a building. We'll do it virtually like the young people do, on the internet, and with Zoom, and with YouTube. Now, is there anyone would like to do what I like to do at the end of everything is words of wisdom. And we'll go around. I'll call on you, and you give your final words of wisdom, and then we'll sign off. And I'm going to call on Professor Denise Comer. I'll go right in the order in which we spoke. Professor Denise Comer, give us words of wisdom if you're still with us. But you would like
she
to
not with
to the
us anymore.
Okay, Miss Bessie Eva Nelson. Words of wisdom.
Know yourself. Know yourself. Learn yourself. Recognize a higher source through your faith. If you don't have a faith, look to the hills from which cometh your help. Your help cometh from the Lord.
Mr. Charles E. Bibb Sr., words of wisdom.
Thank you, Ms. Vivian L. Sharp. It's been a pleasure being with you today, but I did neglect to give you. I'm at Chandler Park in Cleveland, Ohio, 17325 Euclid Avenue, Cleveland, Ohio, 44112. I am the chairman and CEO and founder of Beer Enterprises. Phone number one more time, 216-699-4619. Mobile number, 216-681-1469.
Give us a word of wisdom as you come off. Right now.
Give you a word of wisdom for the day?
Yeah, something that a young person would like to learn about. Something that you would like to say to a young person.
If a young person coming along today, I would tell them what you said when you did yours. There's nothing new under the sun.
Okay, and Mr. Curtis Roberson, are you still with us? Words of wisdom, if you're still with us. Okay, he may not be here. Carlos, your words of wisdom.
Yes, I have some words of wisdom. Knowledge is in the Bible 194 times. Wisdom is in the Bible 234 times. Understanding is in the Bible 160 times. Joy is in the Bible 200 times. Knowledge, wisdom, understanding, and joy, in that order. That's what the Bible wants us to understand and believe in, and the life of Jesus Christ. The Bible tells us, seek knowledge like our life depends on it. And that's what we should all do here in America, especially now today.
Right.
Technology has outrun old history. The pyramids will be there long after we're gone.
Do your word of wisdom.
Thank you.
Word of wisdom is like advice to a young person, real quick.
Well, my stay in church.
Okay, good. And then I would like to say my word of wisdom as we get ready to sign off. Don't wait to be discovered. Discover yourself. Do it now. Turn your passion and your purpose into a payday. Take it away, Myron. Thank you all.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We'll hear the closing.
Myron, what are you doing?
Myron G., are you there?
You still got one young lady on the line.
Okay, well, what is her name? Ask her her name.
That was the educator lady. She's still there. She might want to say a word of wisdom.
Okay, who is it? What's your name, ma'am? Talk.
Who
is this? Myron, we'll have to sign off. I don't know who she is, but anyway, she didn't come on, so we'll go on to do this closing.
Hello and welcome to Screenworks Entertainment Internet Radio. Vivian Louise Sharp, media personality, presents Shooting the Breeze, featuring Potpourri Topics of Life. Song, Just Wanna Fly, featuring Vivian Louise Sharp. Music by New Maniac Producers. This is a Sharp Paradigm Entertainment production.
Connections even there. We go beyond the world we thought. was only me and you. One slide.